Need help with what to get mom for Mother's Day? Let Creations by Karen help you make mom feel special with a beautiful arrangement of flowers or a plant. Creations by Karen is locally owned for over 20 years and also offers candy, balloons, and other creative options to let mom know she is loved. Place your order for Mother's Day today at creationsbykaren.net. That's creations with a K by Karen.net. Or call them at 859-277-6166. That's 859-277-6166.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I know we have a lot of guys that listen, and I'm going to talk to a guy that's, man, he's a passionate man of God, Joe McGee. He started Joe McGee Ministries over 25 years ago, and I've listened to him on the radio, podcast, for many, many years. I want to encourage you to go check out his website, joemcgeeministries.com. Joe travels all over the country now doing seminars such as Marriage Building 101, Biblical Parenting 101. We've talked about each of those the previous two programs, so I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can check those out. But I also want to encourage you to find out more information about those seminars or go to Joe's website, joemcgeeministries.com. Joe, you do a seminar called Man, Lover, Leader, Provider. Talk to us a little bit about some of the highlights of what you talk in that seminar.
We got a brand new book that just came out this week about that. People used to ask me when we do seminars, God always simplified complicated things. People try to make things too complicated. And so I went through one time all the things of threes in the Bible: faith, hope, and love; spirit, soul, and body; world, flesh, and the devil. You know, God always tried to simplify something. When they asked Jesus, you know, what's the greatest commandment? He said, well, it's pretty simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. And the second one's just as important: love your neighbor as you love yourself. The entire law of the prophets are tied up in those two scriptures. Jesus said, if you'll just love God and love your fellow man, you will fulfill the 17 books of the law. It's real simple. So I thought, thinking about man, so man, I don't know how to be a man or a father or a husband. It's just hard. Who knows what to do, what to say? Well, God will show you. You're made in God's image. So what we did, we came up with this thing we taught so many times and trying to help people. So listen, it's simple. God made man to do three things. It will never change. So in our marriage seminar, we say it this way. Men have three jobs. All men are lovers, leaders, and providers. Women have jobs. All women are helpmeets, managers of the home, and lovers. That will never change. So there's a ton of scriptures to back that up. So let's just take just a second or two, and let's go through the men. All men are lovers. Ephesians 5:25. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. I said, guys, your job is to love your wife. Not that Twitter-pated Valentine's love. It's the agape love. I'm going to love you whether I feel like it or not, whether you deserve it or not. That's the God. God loved me when I was going to hell on purpose. God loved me into this relationship. God loved me into the Christian family. My job as a husband, I tell people all the time that really a marriage is a funeral. Hallmark's got the cards all wrong. It should say, I'm so sorry, I heard you got married. And so, because a marriage is a covenant, and if you don't doubt that covenant, you're a half-dead zombie. What you're doing, when you stand before your minister or witnesses, you're saying, from this day forward, I'm living for them. I have no more choice. I'm living for them. And so I should tell the kids, what you're looking for in a spouse, who am I looking for that I like to give the rest of my life to? That's what marriage is. I want to find that one person I want to spend the rest of my life give my life away to. So I tell them, number one, guys, you got one job. You're to love your wife. I don't care how tired you are, how much overtime, your job is to love your wife. Whether she thanks you, hugs your neck or not, your job in God's mind is to love your wife like Christ loved the church. And so it's very simple. Number two, all men are leaders. 1 Corinthians 11:3. And this is funny. It says, God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. Man is over the woman. Woman's over the children. Children's over the dog. Dog's over the cat. Cat's over the mouse. Mouse's over the cheese. Cheese's over the cracker. It's kind of like there's a pecking order in the kingdom of God. But the word head is not dictator. The actual Greek word is source. The Bible says, God was the source of Christ. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say. My Father and I are one. Jesus turned out as the man, says, man, without me, you can't do anything, but with me, all things are possible. There's a pecking order. So we become a source. We're not the dictator. So a man's turned around to his wife and says, sugar, what do you need? I'm either going to write a check for it, or I'm going to believe God for it. That's my job, is to supply your need, whatever it is. So we're leaders. And men really don't like leading because, Greg, we don't like looking stupid. That's why men like to go where there's a scoreboard. We hate family reunions because there's no scoreboard. We don't like social events. There's no scoreboard. Did I do good? Did I win or did I lose? If I did lose, how bad did I lose? And so, but it's the thing that men's got to do. I say, what you got to do? I've got to lead. What if I do something dumb? You probably are. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to learn how to repent quick and forgive quick. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day and they get back up. You're going to make some dumb decisions. I guarantee it. So I'm a lover. Number two, I'm a leader. That will never change. And number three, I'm a provider. 1 Timothy 5:8 says this. Any man that does not provide for his family is worse than an infidel. He is this one who denied the faith. And I realized my job is to pay for my family, not gripe about it. What's that cost? What's that going to take? I remember, Greg, when my wife said, hey, Joe, our kids aren't going to go to college. I said, all of them? Sure, every one of them. And then she picked out a Christian university that was expensive. I said, we're not going there. It's too money. Too much money. She said, Joe, it's 4 years before she gets into college. You got 4 years to figure out how to do it because that's where they're going to go. And I remember I'd put scriptures on the wall, and, man, I started meeting people. I went to several universities, visited. I visited financial aid. Hey, how do you get scholarships? You got any work programs? It took 4 years to figure out how to get my kids into college. Now, five of my six children went to college on scholarships. He said, Ben, you were lucky. There's no luck, people. There's still nowhere between like, there's no such thing as luck. And so you got God on one side, devil on the other. We're in the middle. You got to figure out how to make this happen. All things are possible to him that believes. So I realized I'm financially responsible. Someone had to start fixing crooked teeth, you know, and picking out, you know, we'll get them into school. And when they want to go to summer camp, and they want to go on a mission trip, it's like, man, I'm never going to have a dime. I want to be broke until Jesus comes. How can I do this? Well, I need to lean on God. God, how are we going to do this? So the greatest thing you can do as a husband, you lay out a budget every year, first of every year. Here's what we need this year. I've added 12% over last year. If the car runs good, I'm going to have to put a new set of tires on it. Transmission's leaking on the truck. We're going to have to get a new refrigerator. That second kid's going to college. I've got to figure out how to get them in there. We're going to need some clothes for that, pay for some tuition if we don't get the full scholarship. And I would plan. Man makes his plan. God orders his steps. I tell people, humans hate a surprise unless there's a big red bow attached to the top of it. So as a provider, greatest thing I ever did is get a budget every year. Did you meet it? Dear Lord, no. But at least I knew where the target was. I knew where I was headed. Some years I went past it. Some years I came up short, but I knew how short I was. So I didn't drop. I just do, what's your job? Believe God for my family. I get to believe God for my family. And people still say, Greg, this is, man, you were lucky to have kids that were smart. There was no luck involved, guys. My daughters, I made my kids take the PSAT and the PACT test starting in the ninth grade. We took it five times a year, $39.95 every time. People say, why are you taking that test so much? Well, because the wealth of the wicked is laid for the just. They give scholarships based on that score, and you can practice that test. Matter of fact, you go to Barnes & Noble and buy the practice ACT test and the practice SAT test. So we practice taking that test. We took it every year five times. Well, your kids are smart. No, they're not. We practiced that test. And so it's a very natural thing you do as a man. We can do, well, my job is to provide for my family. What do you need? We're going to need this. And I'm telling you, hey, you're going to get an agreement with them. You know, if you want to go to, you want to go on that ministry trip this year, that's $1,800. We want to get that. So I'll give you the first 10, and I'll give you 10 more every day. I'm going to match, and if you're going to believe God for half this money, you have to get up and go visit door to door, write some letters, I'll meet you halfway. So you're trying to not just give them free stuff. You're trying to get them to use their foot as a young person. So that's what a man's supposed to do. He's going to love, he's going to lead, he's going to provide. That's a great opportunity.
Well, it's, I love how you laid that out there, just those three, you know, easy for guys to focus on. Joe, you know, one of the things that you talk about in your Love Leader Provider seminar, an area that I know a lot of guys talk to me about, and I hear women, I do counseling for couples too, is that they want their husband to, you know, pray, be the spiritual leader and to pray for their family. Talk a little bit about that from a man's perspective and praying for your family, how important that is.
Well, I learned growing up in church. I remember every time a pastor would ask some men in the church to pray or dismiss, men would panic. Every now and then you have one that would love to speak, but most would panic. So I realized as a man, you got to make it real simple. So I've had this on a 3x5 card since day one years ago. I pray three things for my family every day. Number one, Father, teach my family to fear you, Psalm 34:11. Teach my family to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I need a wise family. Number two, surround my family with divine favor, Psalm 5:12. Surround the divine favor. God promised to surround the righteous with divine favor. People are going to like you and not even know why. You're going with divine favor. And the third thing is, Father, bring to my family godly friends. Proverbs 27:17, as iron strikes iron, so the counsel of a friend. So those three things I pray every morning, I pray every night. Father, tonight before I go to sleep, I give you permission. Teach my family to fear you. Bring to my family godly friends. Surround my family with divine favor. I pray, I've done it so many. He said, do you feel it? Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I say it, God will watch over his word before me. So give God something to work with. Pray something for your family. Just start with that and add what you want to add. But just start with those three things.
All right. Final question for you, Joe. I know you can't answer it in only about a minute and a half we have left. But why do men fail?
Don't try, because they don't like looking stupid. The number one goal of all men when they get up, including me, what's your goal today? Father, can you please help me to not look stupid? I really hate looking stupid. We hate being embarrassed. That's why we talk loud. We brag. I shot the biggest deer. I caught the largest fish. I scored the most touchdowns. Men brag. And what it is, men are looking for honor. But the problem is, my honor is in my past. And when I'm married, my wife could care less about my past. How are we going to get these kids' crooked teeth fixed? How are we going to get the car's transmission fixed? How are we going to get them into colleges? They wonder about the future. Women need security. Men need honor. So men need to know, guys, you just go ahead and let go of that honor thing. Just be yourself and trust God. You're going to fall down. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. We're not perfect men, but we are getting back up, men. And people notice, and they'll eventually ask us about the hope that's in us. How did you make it? I get it. Back up. I learned how to repent quick and forgive quick.
All right, if you just tuned in, we're talking with Joe McGee. He is with Joe McGee Ministries. They're based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, but they are going to be relocating to Florida here later this year. But Joe is a National Marriage, Parenting, and Family Conference speaker. He's an author and director of Faith for Families. And I encourage you to go check out his website, joemcgeeministries.com. We have just scratched the surface off of three seminars that he does: Marriage Building 101, Biblical Parenting 101, and of course today, Man, Lover, Leader, and Provider. I want to encourage you, if you want to find out more information about how maybe your church or your organization could host him, go to their website, joemcgeeministries.com. He's also a great follow on Twitter. It's at @Joe_McGee. That's MCGEE. So I encourage you to check him out. But Joe, thanks so much for being with us, man. It's been a great three programs. Enjoyed having you, sir.
God bless you, Greg. Thank you for what you do. Great grace on you, brother. Great grace on you.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Joe McGee. My name is Greg Horn. This is Hope is Here. We hope if you feel led to provide a financial donation to help make this ministry possible, you can also do that on our website at hopeishere.today.
Need help with what to get mom for Mother's Day? Let Creations by Karen help you make mom feel special with a beautiful arrangement of flowers or a plant. Creations by Karen is locally owned for over 20 years and also offers candy, balloons, and other creative options to let mom know she is loved. Place your order for Mother's Day today at creationsbykaren.net. That's Creations with a K by Karen.net. Or call them at 859-277-6166. That's 859-277-6166.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.